This is the AngloGold Ashanti Annual Report podcast series. Let's talk now to Graham Eame, EVP Australia at AngloGold Ashanti. Difficult year 2011 last year, Graham, with the flooding in Western Australia. How bad was it?
2011 was a tough year. It's the first time in the mine's 15-year history that we didn't achieve budget, which was a real disappointment. The rains throughout that northeast goldfields region in February were unprecedented, and at Sunrise Dam exceeded the 1-in-100-year events. We exceeded average rainfall in 5 days, with most of that occurring on one day, 155 millimetres.
Yeah, as you say, a once-a-century sort of event. How long did it take Sunrise Dam to recover from this extraordinary event?
The underground mine, it took us 4 months to get back to normal production levels. But as a consequence of the rain, we suffered a major slip on the eastern ramp and we lost access to the north wall cutback production area. It took a lot of geotechnical work to finalise the design of a new ramp, and then it took us a few months, several months, to construct the ramp. And we finally got down into the production area in October. So it took till November to get ourselves back to normal production levels.
Let's have a look at the positive side of this, though. Your team made a significant discovery under the existing ore body. So it's every cloud has a silver lining, I suppose. Tell us about the Vogue ore body, so-called.
Well, a little bit of history on Sunrise Dam. The mine was originally built to produce about 1 million ounces about 15 years ago, and so far we've produced 5 million ounces, both from the open pit and the underground mine. And the mine still has a lot of potential. The Vogue discovery is below the current working levels that get down to about 600 metres below surface. And Vogue is down dip of three other major ore bodies, GQ, Cosmo and Dolly Lodes. And the discovery intercepts were quite impressive. 255 metres at 4.4 grams per tonne, 229 at 5.1 and 45 at 4.5. So it shows that Vogue is a new and strongly mineralised domain. And like the rest of Sunrise Dam, the mineralisation is complex and it'll require a substantial drilling program for us to understand its full potential.
Yeah, let's talk about the full potential. How big do you think it can get?
We've done a recoverable gold endowment assessment of Vogue and all the other areas below 600 metres and down to about 1,000 metres below surface. We think there's potential for a further 5 million ounces, including Vogue, which could be about 2 million ounces.
What about the timeline? How long is it going to take you to incorporate this discovery into the current plan, mine plan that is, and what impact is it going to have?
It will take us quite a bit of time to do the drilling. So we've committed about $50 million to a drilling program and supporting studies over the next 2 years. This work will give us a good understanding of what we're dealing with between 600 and 1,000 metres below surface. Based on what I see so far and based on the experience we've had at Sunrise Dam, which has been an excellent ore body, it'll give us the scope for another 15 years, I think. And it'll allow us to reconfigure Sunrise Dam from a 20th century mine to a 21st century mine. What I mean by that is we'll be able to deal with some of the structural issues around the current cost structure. We'll look at bulk mining methods, we'll look at ore haulage, transport options including conveying and shafts. We'll look at more efficient grinding methods using high-pressure grinding rolls, and we'll address metallurgical recovery through flotation and regrinding. And we'll have a look at the long-term power generation. So Vogue gives us the impetus and the critical mass to really look at the structure and the configuration of the operation.
What about Tropicana, the greenfield project for AngloGold Ashanti? It's going to more than double production from the region once it's complete. This was the first full year in development. Is it on schedule and is it on budget?
At this stage, we've all but completed the detailed design and the procurement, all within budget, quantities and costs. The 220-kilometre access road's almost complete, and the village and the airstrip and the site roads are all being built. We've awarded the concrete contract, the tankage contract, and we're in the final stage of the structural, mechanical and piping, and the electrical and instrumentation installation tenders. The mining contract has been awarded and a number of other operating contracts. And we've got the operating team in place now. So the project remains on budget, remains on schedule for first gold pour quarter four. I should add that this is not a walk in the park, particularly given the very hot construction market in Western Australia, with so much activity in iron ore and in oil and gas. And the project team are doing a really good job in positioning the project to deliver on time and on budget.
So despite the difficulties, though, you're confident you can keep it in line?
I believe so. The design and the procurement phase has gone well. We've assembled a good operating team. We've assembled a good team of capable construction companies to build the plant and the infrastructure. And we've addressed the key logistics, industrial relations and project setup issues. And the operational readiness work is well in hand. So I believe we can keep the project on track.
You added another 1 million ounces in resource from the Havana Deeps portion of the ore body late in the year 2011, taking the total to more than 6 million ounces. Can that get bigger?
That additional 1 million ounces is down dip and outside of the designed Havana pit. There's a down dip potential remains at Havana and also at the other pits at Tropicana and at Boston Shaker. And in the immediate vicinity of the plant, the resource remains open to the north and the south of existing pits. And then within the area of influence of the plant, say within trucking distance of some 50, say to 100 kilometres, depending on grades, there's numerous exploration targets which will follow up in the coming years. So the project can only go up.
Finally, what chance that this could lift production above the level initially anticipated, Graham?
Production in the first few years of the project is about 470,000 ounces a year. And the life of mine average is 350. So our first objective is to sustain that high level of production in the first years, beyond those first 3 years. And I think we're making good progress to achieve that. Beyond that, it'll depend on the exploration success within the area of influence of the project as to whether we can take the project any further than that.
Graham, keep up the good work. Thanks so much for your time. That's Graham Eame, EVP Australia at your company, AngloGold Ashanti.